What is personal development and growth? Well, this week, the Northwest University's Student Counseling and Development helps you find out. Personal development is often referred to as the process of improving your skills and increasing the amount of experience. You can also look at it as the conscious pursuit of personal growth by expanding self-awareness and knowledge, and of course, improving personal skills. Now, why is personal development important? Well, you've heard of Maslow. Now, he points out that we continually strive to be better, that we have certain psychological and physiological needs, and we have a built-in focus towards personal development or growth. This process is called self-actualization. All individuals have the need to see themselves as competent and autonomous. Also, every person has limitless room for growth. Now, personal development is crucial as it assists with this self-actualization process. It connects very well with the concept of well-being. Those who are considered self-actualized are also generally high in emotional and psychological well-being. Personal development is important because it helps you to get out of your comfort zone. It enables one to identify and reflect on your strengths and weaknesses. It improves your self-awareness. It challenges your current psychological and emotional state and encourages change. It promotes teaching and learning of new skills. It promotes a sense of direction. It produces greater resilience. And also, it inspires others into actions. Now, Lao Tzu said, "Knowing others is intelligence. Knowing yourself is true wisdom. Mastering others is strength. But mastering yourself, that is true power." Now, on our way of becoming who we are, we go through a lot of challenges, and we have many obstacles to overcome. Each obstacle is actually a step forward to our personal growth, believe it or not. Now, there are various stages we go through in order to fully develop ourselves. Firstly, self-awareness. Being self-aware of your strengths and weaknesses. What are the things you know about yourself versus the things other people know about you? What you can do is you can complete the values in action assessment to assist you in determining your strengths and areas of development. Now, this is the stage where you analyze yourself, thinking about what you can do best and where you need improvement. Self-knowledge helps you understand yourself better, learn about your needs, and make the decision whether you want to achieve more or not. You can find this survey at vrcharacter.org. Secondly, environmental feedback. Now, this stage is to ask feedback from those who are close to you and know you well. What do others know about you that you don't? By asking them how they view you and what they believe your strengths and weaknesses are, will give you constructive inputs into your personal development process. It's crucial to ask people who truly have a valuable opinion of you. Your worst enemy? Not so much. Consider asking questions like, "What are those habits or behaviors that you've observed that are potentially limiting my growth?" Or, "What is something you admire about me?" The third stage is preparation and planning. This is where you prepare yourself psychologically and emotionally for personal development and to outline a solid plan for what you want to achieve and how you're going to achieve it. Remember, the feeling of "I want to change" is going to go away at some stage. Then you're left with a choice of self-discipline. In other words, "I do not feel like challenging and changing myself, but this is important if I want to truly achieve my goals." You should decide what your short and long-term goals are. Write them down and visualize them. The fourth stage is action and implementation. This is very simple. After you have decided what you want to change and work on, based on the information obtained from your own self-awareness process and your environmental feedback, you complete your personal development plan and you force, if you have to, yourself into action and implement strategies to achieve your goals. Keep in mind, a person with a purpose does not need a lot of external motivation in pursuing their goals and dreams, as they already know what they want to do. All they need is support and encouragement in the process. Either get the support and encouragement or be the support and encouragement. The final stage is reflection and adaptation. This is one of the most important stages. You can have this amazing plan and purpose and have the most supportive accountability partners on the planet. But if you lack the drive to actually develop, you will get nowhere. Reflect on where you are in your current psychological and motivation state. If you feel you're stagnating, tell your coach or mentor. Adapt your attitude towards the process. Take a day, be mellow. And the next day, get up and change your mindset into action. How do I develop and where do I start? Well, personal development is not an activity to tick off and go on with the rest of your day. It's a continuous process throughout a person's life. And you work on it every single day for the rest of your life. What you can do is develop a life inventory of important happenings. Ask yourself what peak experiences you had in the past year. Things you do well. Things you do poorly. Things you would like to stop doing. Things you would like to learn to do well. Peak experiences that you would like to have. Values you want to achieve. And things you would like to start doing now. Setting goals is incredibly important. Visualize your goal and think positive. Say it out loud and write it down. Be specific and realistic. It must be challenging. And set target dates and deadlines for yourself. And determine how you are going to monitor your progress. Things you have to remember when it comes to personal development is that we as individuals are not designed to walk this journey alone. Get a mentor or a coach or a psychologist to assist you in this process. You have to take this journey seriously, or leave it for a time, and then you do it when you feel it's needed. Ensure you get a role model, someone who inspires you and who you look up to. Observe and mimic their behavior. Personal development does not only refer to a piece of paper you have to complete every day. It includes reading books, listening to podcasts, going to conferences, watching YouTube videos, etc. A good friend or accountability partner is crucial. It doesn't help if you do this alone. If you need any help, make sure you go to the Northwest University Student Counseling and Development offices. Because at the end of the day, we are here to help you be the best possible version of yourself that you can be.